Democracy in Iraq, grading on a curve.
No government does not mean no progress. 2 centuries ago, the USA took its own sweet time.
It took us 7 years to win our independence, 12 years to write our constitution, and 20 years before we even had political parties. Establishing democratic rule in Iraq will not be easy, certainly no easier than it was in America.
The former head of the discredited Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq, Paul Bremer, looks forward as Iraqis look back at what the U.S. invasion left behind.
The end of combat operations marks the beginning of what?
Of missions and accomplishments in Iraq. Looking for that takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 31st.
Combat operations done, and that's the morning's top news story. Let's check. After 7 years of fighting and more than 4,400 Americans killed, the United States officially ends its combat mission in Iraq today. Vice President Biden is in Baghdad to mark the end of U.S. combat operations in the country and to meet with Iraqi leaders in hopes of jump-starting a government still yet to be formed. But 50,000 American soldiers like this soldier at Forward Operating Base Warrior just outside the northern city of Kirkuk, who spoke to the BBC, will remain behind in a support role.
Most of the combat troops, they're gone, but there still has to be some troops left behind to continue to advise and assist the Iraqis. And that's what we're doing.
President Obama will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office on the changing U.S. role in Iraq. Fighting continues in Afghanistan. 4 American troops killed this morning by a roadside bomb explosion, bringing the total to 7 killed in the past 48 hours. General David Petraeus told NATO television it's a constant battle.
We have reversed the Taliban's momentum in some areas. Some we have blunted it. Some, perhaps, the Taliban is still trying to expand.
In the past 3 days, 12 NATO service members have been killed in Afghanistan.
Hurricane Earl brushes Puerto Rico in with 125-mile-per-hour winds.
They just love that wind sound over in news. They go crazy for that wind sound.
That's a pretty.
That's Earl.
It tells
though.
You wind. I mean,
we're
you
sure
hear
that's
that, you
no
hear
other hurricane.
Bird. The storm
yes.
dumped more than a foot of rain on the island. It's now gaining strength over the Atlantic. Todd Kimberlane with the National Hurricane Center says the storm's expected to become a Category 5 storm in the next day or two.
Residents up and down the U.S. East Coast, particularly from the Carolinas northward through New England, should monitor the progress of Earl.
Earl is expected to brush the East Coast sometime Thursday. In Alaska, all the votes are in. Now they just have to be counted. Officials will start counting more than 23,000 absentee and question ballots today to resolve the Republican Senate primary. Senator Lisa Murkowski is trailing Tea Party candidate Joe Miller by less than 1,700 votes. Election officials say it may take up to 2 weeks to determine the winner.
Federal investigators have found numerous safety violations at 2 egg farms linked to the recall of more than a half billion eggs. Inspectors found rodents, mice, pigeons inside the hen houses at farms. They say the farms didn't follow basic safety and sanitary guidelines. 1,400 people have been sickened by the salmonella outbreak.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to Washington this morning for this week's relaunch of peace talks with the Palestinians. He'll meet with the president tomorrow before sitting across the table from Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Thursday. And there's a small good ray of news from Pakistan. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in southern parts of the country. That's allowing some residents to return to their homes in the Sindh province. That was one of the most hard-hit areas in the country. More than 6 million people were displaced there. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are down, as are futures. The Dow will start at 10,009, the S&P at 1,048, and the NASDAQ at 2,119. Coming up, the Great Recession could be the great death of orchestras around the country. We're going to talk with a musician from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra later on.
And throughout this morning, we're looking at the ending of U.S. operations, combat operations in Iraq, what remains and what remains to be done. We'll take a look at what it means to Iraqis, policy officials, and veterans in a few minutes.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.